Shauna, it's on you.
Yeah. Yeah. In the back, nigga, who gonna pick on me? Bad bitch, she
making it. Hell no.
All right, guys, we're gonna try that again.
Cut. And take two.
Shauna, it's on you.
I'm fucking crying.
That's funny, man.
She was here Thursday. I wish I would have been able to go. Look, you my bitch, then be my bitch, and don't you turn on me for shit. Now they these bitches sick, and they gonna turn on you for dick. And we are not as hard, I just can't fall in love for shit. Yeah. I'm trying to get in my business right now, I'm trying to get rich.
Period.
You my bitch, then be my bitch, and don't you turn on me for shit. Now they these bitches sick, man, and they gonna turn on you for dick. You be pouring out as hard, I just can't fall in love for shit.
My favorite part.
Get in my business right now, I'm trying to get rich. Okay, can't get in my business.
We ain't crying by no nigga. We ain't riding by no nigga. House spying on no nigga.
Let's go
get some money and get fine on these niggas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 500 niggas.
He like, what are we? I'm like, huh? I know
who I am. Hello? They say we the new niggas.
The women are definitely the new niggas.
He said, what are we? I said, huh? It's triggering because I've just been there too many times.
Way too many times.
Huh? I'm as me and you as you. What you mean? What are we?
Who is this, Shauna?
This is Bree Trilla.
Big move. Big move. That's crazy.
The biggest move.
The record show is a big move. She stayed on thing.
She telling all the T ain't she.
Nigga, she gotta relax.
Come on.
We ain't fuck that nigga season.
I just said, hey,
you know my side niggas. They about to start acting up on your ass.
About to start.
Oh, my fault. You right. And
it's been a very interesting winter.
I like when women talk shit they rap though, Shauna. I really do.
You a city girl?
I really fuck with women talking they shit.
I do too. I think, well, not to no knock on saying city girls. But you know they ain't not as lyrical as the ones that really just be in a rap bag though. Them be the ones where I be like, God damn, this bitch is really lyrical with it. I like that, you know? And it ain't just like pussy, pussy, pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that shit
pussy,
too.
Eat my pussy. Pop my pussy. You hoes ain't seeing me because I got this. Yeah, no, I'm cool.
Yeah. I like that too. But you know.
I like my female rap with a little bash to it. Bash these niggas a little bit.
Oh,
let
yeah,
them know
definitely.
They can't see you. You know what I'm
bash
saying?
Bash these niggas a lot of bit.
Just don't start talking about nigga, if you ain't tricking it, no. Now you slow down. You're doing too much.
Yeah, Bree didn't even. She just was like, hey, we in our own bag right
now.
Yeah,
I fuck with
that. Fuck these niggas.
I fuck with the own bag.
Come on. I fuck with the own bag.
Yeah, get your own bag.
Hey, okay. I'm glad we're here, but let me introduce this first.
Let's do it.
This is the Honey Trap Podcast. I'm Shaunae.
I'm Chris.
And today we have Danielle.
Hey.
Cool Mom D. This is one of my best friends, guys. Sagittarius sister. And she's been kind enough to oblige us and come and sit and talk to us today. I just need some feminine energy, y'all. Like, we've had so many of these niggas. And I mean niggas. I almost wanted to say the ER. But we ain't gonna do that. Because I love my friends.
I respect it. I like the feminine energy.
It's been so many.
It's been a lot of dudes.
It's been a lot of men here. And we appreciate y'all.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shout out to all y'all that showed up.
So much.
Gave us something that when we needed y'all pulled up, gave us some good quality content.
Come on.
So, I mean, appreciate all y'all, but we definitely needed a win. It was time. Way overdue.
Oh, my God.
I'm nervous.
Why
are you nervous?
I don't know.
Shauna make you comfortable real fast. Don't worry about it.
Don't be nervous at all. We did actually record an episode that we will not be posting.
So far, it's to be announced.
Hopefully, in the future, we'll be able to post it sooner rather than later because it's very good.
I'm gonna keep putting the heat on him. It's very good.
It's very good. It's very good. With that being said, on that episode, Chris, he let us know a little update about him and his life.
Oh, yeah.
So just, you know, we ain't got to get into it. All right,
I'll do it again.
Get your hand claps ready.
so y'all understand, hey, because that shit was, y'all got to excuse me and his boy. I'm working out my buttons. I keep having to adjust.
You clapping? Hey, we don't even know what we're clapping for. Hey,
but you motherfuckers, put your hands in the air, clap. Put your lighters up, the sirens.
Put your lighters
snap,
up.
Whatever you do, because your boy is out the game. Uh-huh. Finally got married on a good Monday.
Come on.
Did it the right way. Out of everybody's, we didn't care what nobody thought, nobody said. We got it done, got it over with. And man, it was been good, man.
And you raggedy bitches stay out his motherfucking inbox.
You raggedy hoes.
Period.
Nah, y'all can get in my inbox because I got partners that like to run through hoes. So, I mean,
well, inbox me privately. Inbox me. Inbox me. Don't inbox him.
Yeah. I don't want nothing to do with you if we being
honest. Matter of fact, y'all all about to be blocked.
I like my piece. I'm good over here, boo boo.
Congratulations.
Mm. Well, thank you, Daniel. You know, it's a big step. I had my run, right, Shanae? Realistically and honestly.
We ain't going to even get into
that.
Yeah,
we ain't got to go into the details.
We going to ask wifey for permission one day.
We ain't got to go about stats. We ain't got to go talking stats. But it was fun.
I would like to have an episode where we all just sit and not necessarily get into too many details, we got some jerseys to hang up.
I told people that when I met her. I was like, y'all just gonna have to respect out and put my jersey in the Raptors already. And I'm leaving it. I ain't coming back.
I don't want her back.
Ain't no returning.
Nigga gonna
That's
do,
beautiful.
You better not. I better not catch you doing no parkour for that fucking jersey.
Parkour. Up in the Raptors home shit. Yeah, I'm gonna just go change a few light bulbs while I'm up there. So we went on a trip, Cabo. We did do Cancun pre-honeymoon, so before we got married, we went on our honeymoon prior to getting married. So it was cool. I said this on the last episode. I'll say it again, but I'll make it short. Do that. If you're getting married again, you new to marriage, you want to do a honeymoon, go on the honeymoon first. Don't wait till after the marriage. Do the honeymoon. Enjoy each other. Look each other in the face. Be single one last time out there. Dance in front of white people or black people that you don't never see again. Really kick it one good time again, and then run through the whole marriage thing.
Into a race thing.
I mean, it ain't no black or white thing. I'm just saying, whoever there, it could be green motherfuckers there.
Why you didn't just say people
exactly.
then?
You're right, she right though. Enjoy yourself in front of all them people, like y'all just.
You done already tainted it now. It's not pure no more.
You right. So dance in front of Mexican people too.
Oh wow.
Well, I just want
no, don't dance in front of no Mexican motherfucker because they'll get to the salsa and they'll fuck you up. They gonna embarrass you.
Nah, but when you on vacation like that, honeymoon, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? They ain't tripping. They just trying to get to
I don't ever want to dance better with a fucking Mexican.
Now you making it racy.
No, for real. Because they just dance with, like, they just know. I think, like, they come out the womb knowing how to, like, do that shit.
They got the hips.
Yeah, like,
yeah, I ain't fucking with it either.
You nobody right. have to teach them that.
No.
They just know.
It
like,
come with the meal.
It come. It's, it, yeah, it's a
it's
combo.
Going too far. Y'all going too far into the they Mexican just, culture.
Why?
Yeah, I believe the I'm rice impressed. And the beans. I believe the rice and the beans to help you stay a little loose.
I'm impressed.
I am too. I'm not shitting on them. I wish I could.
Cause Lord knows.
When I fake salsa,
black people have to be taught.
Yeah. Yeah,
the rhythm is there naturally, but you still have to like be taught like
boom cat.
Yeah.
Trust me, how many black people you know do the snake like with their arms and wave them? Not many can actually do it correctly.
And do it good.
Yeah,
but it don't look disjointed like the game snake.
Straight. But if you want to clap, we can all get on the same beat. That shit gonna be smooth. We know we on the 2 and the 4. We ain't gotta worry about somebody being off. We ain't got that. We ain't got that issue.
No.
But yeah, honeymoon, marriage, all that new stuff, man. If you see me outside and I ain't got my ring on, nigga, I'm still married, nigga. I'm just forgetting it.
Yeah, because you ain't got it right now.
See, I wasn't even going to bring that up.
A nigga be? See, this is what we did not need. I thought she was going to be here to just be respectful for me and kick it with Shanae. I didn't wear my ring today because I rushed out the house. And I'm going to continue to rush out the house. until I fall asleep and you need and to never get, take it off again.
You need to get one of those like bands. Workout bands.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's gonna get me the not ceramic silicone. It's yeah, the silicone, the plastic joint. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, I'll just get you one. I'm like, well, all right, cool. I'm not tripping. I don't.
Why do you take it off?
I'm not used to wearing them. So it's not like one of those things I'm just like, oh yeah, ring, I got it on. It don't even feel heavy or nothing. It's just like, take it off, wash your hands, put it in the drawer.
Why you can't leave it on to wash your hands is fake.
Hell no.
So why you can't leave it on to wash your hands?
I'm not used to it, Shanae. See, this is what I didn't want.
I'm just asking.
Not an investigation zone. Honey, I love you.
If I'm just asking the question. I love you.
Even though I don't always wear my ring.
She know that. But she what does. I'm saying is, if your ring is not going to turn your finger green,
true.
You do not need to take it off to at wash all. Your hands.
To do anything.
This come from a woman.
And I know TT. I know TT a rich bitch. So I know it's not fake.
No. I only wanted a solid ring. It wasn't like I was asking okay. for a dime. I asked for a pinky ring and a chain, though.
Why?
Why can't I flex?
What do you think this is?
I can't flex because I'm married now. A little bit.
That don't come with the package.
It don't.
It do. In my house. What's wrong with y'all?
Why do it come with the package?
Black men can't never be happy. See, this is the why problem do you with want community that, these days.
That's the real question.
I can't have a chain, just a little
bling I'm bling just asking.
Every time you see me in the seat. All right, man.
You rather have a chain with the diamonds than a ring with the diamonds.
No, I want a pinky ring with the diamonds. And a chain, just a chain. I don't need no medallion or nothing. I ain't that cool.
I ain't this got nobody. Nigga wanna go to the players ball.
I ain't
gotta
put no RIP face on my medallion. I'm cool.
Never mind. Oh my God. Okay, no, listen. I would like to preface this discussion with saying rest in peace and prayers to everybody that was hurt at the Climax Lounge shooting.
Facts.
That happened. But with that being said, leave it to Ray Dallas to turn a fucking tragedy into a goddamn joke. Because I'm sorry, I need a minute. Listen.
I'm gonna let Shanae have this.
I'm gonna give y'all a short, you know, to the cliff notes. I'm gonna give it to So it was a shooting last night at a club or a lounge in Kansas City. All the people are like, oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's national news, Shauna.
It is. It's national news.
They have claimed that it is now a mass shooting.
It's a mass shooting. Yeah. Three or more. So they said that this Ray Dallas character was a person that was killed at the shooting. So just a little background. Ray is no stranger to internet trolling in, you know, capping, as the kids say. This man, people been telling this man rest in peace since last night. People have been RIPing this man for hours and hours and hours and hours. Finally, somebody makes a post like, this nigga not dead. So somebody like, is he at least shot? Niggas is like, no.
Oh my God.
This nigga's fine. So he finally, after people start making posts about him being fine, gets online and is like, hey guys, man, let me read it. I want to read it verbatim. Hold on. Y'all got to hear it from the horse's mouth. Okay, Ray Dallas says, I'm okay. Thank you to everyone that's reaching out. I don't have a phone, so call my mama if you need to get a hold of me. And please delete all of these RIP posts. I'm highly favored and still here. It's false information. Makes another status. Y'all are weird as fuck. Who the fuck fakes a death? And blank, where did you get your information from? Okay. Mind you, this man's fiance done got online.
That's crazy.
Thanking people for their condolences.
She might not have known.
She, Danielle.
He might have went somewhere else afterwards.
Danielle.
And clearly he wouldn't answer in
the phone. Danielle, this is your man. Y'all live together, y'all something. Why would she think that nigga dead? Who she didn't hear from his mama. His mama still think he dead. One of the commenters said, well, if you ain't dead, you need to tell your mama because why she keep calling me?
But then he said, call my mama if you need me.
This is what I'm saying. Somebody lying. And he the one with the record.
Yeah,
So
he got a good track record of making a really good story for them.
If he done found him a fiance that's with all these shenanigans like he is, baby, they is made for each other because this is a mess.
All I'm gonna say, guys, is rest in peace to the people that passed. Get well fast, speedy recovery for the people that are surviving or fighting for their lives. And
Ray Dollaz, quit fucking playing with people.
I don't know about the Ray Dollaz.
Quit
situation.
Fucking playing with people for real.
But
like,
they did think
be
that he was one of
fucking
people,
for real,
so
bro.
They did.
They thought people thought he was one of the people. I don't know how that initially came out.
The shooting was 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, somewhere in between that late hour. So I mean, you can only imagine.
Right.
Nobody knowing really what's going on until midday next day.
This nigga didn't say nothing until fucking 2 p.m. Like, I'm good.
But what's crazy
is he might have needed his 10 hours of sleep.
How it started and nobody saw him laying on the ground shot or anything.
yeah, that's...
How this come about?
That's right. Crazy.
How we even just... Oh, Ray did. Like, this nigga at home in a bubble bath like, shit, I guess I'm dead then. Oh, my God. I guess I'm dead then.
He didn't see anything.
Everybody,
yeah, he didn't
y'all,
see it.
If anything,
somebody
his
made
phone
a,
was dead.
Somebody made a status.
No, he said he don't have one. He didn't have his phone.
Somebody made a status and said, so his phone dead, not him? I'm crying. Y'all are funny.
The one thing about the internet, though, y'all are going to be funny as fuck, man.
I don't think there's any generation that's funnier than ours.
And it's not okay. That's because we got
generation?
A lot of mental health.
Am I within your
you
generation?
In there.
Okay.
You a millennial.
As long as we in the same.
Because I just, there's no way that my mama and them was funny like this. My mama's still not funny.
Yeah. Well, my mama ain't supposed to be funny to me because she'll tell you in a heartbeat I ain't your friend. So I
you
don't
ain't
think
be my
she
friend
ever
to
has
be
told,
funny.
I don't think she has ever told a joke that was like.
But you
meant
see
for
her
me to laugh.
Conversating with her friends and stuff.
Nah, she definitely ain't funny.
My mama be trying to be funny. It hurts me
bad. My daddy RIP wasn't funny either, though. He wasn't.
My mama and my daddy both try.
Yeah, try.
Try.
But not funny. This generation, niggas be funny.
We funny. Like, what?
And childish. Funny and childish. So
yeah.
It makes it even
it's
more
something
funny.
Wrong with all of us. That's
how
why.
We the new adults?
It's not okay.
I don't know what's going to happen with these kids up under us.
I asked
our
myself
children.
That way too many times. How did we end up being adults?
My kids be more serious than me sometimes. Like, have your kids ever looked at you like, mama?
Chill. My son all the time.
Yeah, it's always the boys.
That's crazy.
The girls be with it like, yeah, bitch, you're funny.
They trying to be funny too.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Okay, but yeah, RIP to those people. Ray Dollaz, boy. All right now.
Said, figure it out.
get your shit together, for real.
Yeah.
Speaking of threes, Chris, would you like to?
Well, guys, Shawnee has dragged me into talking about the Lakers as if any of you guys actually fucking care.
I mean,
they do, but I'm hurt. So let me get my shit off. Well, the Lakers are down 3-0. I said this would be an issue because obviously they don't play as hard as they should. Obviously, I don't talk much about it here because Shawnee's not the person I can go back and forth with about the Lakers. And normally when we have a guy here and we talk about sports, it only lasts. So who's on the Lakers? Give me three players on the Lakers.
the nigga with the unibrow,
okay,
LeBron.
Here we go. Now we in it. Now we in the thick of things.
Is Kevin Durant on it?
All right, cool. No. Out of here. All right, so, but the issue with the Lakers that I've noticed, Shawnee, is that Denver Nuggets are the number one seed in the West, and they're really good. They're a very complete team. They got shooters. They got big man that plays under the goal, but he has the footwork of Tim Duncan or somebody with masterful skills. And they just got a lot of role players. They got Jamal Murray. He's a pretty great point guard for what they need him for right now in the playoffs.
He really is. Yeah, I'm
so,
saying that.
So, it's like, so, yeah, appreciate it, Shawnee, so I don't feel like I'm just talking to myself. Thank
yeah,
you. That
I got
was good,
you.
Too. So, I mean, they're really a complete team, but the Lakers being an AFC, they had trouble all year. We traded half the team at the middle of the year just to revamp it to a decent team, but they just don't have the time to kind of gel like they need to.
Yeah, so we'll see what
you
happens
got
next
old
season.
LeBron, you got a hurt AD occasionally.
AD, so, that's the unibrow,
that's the
nigga. Okay.
I love this with Shawnee. We might have to ask SportsCenter if Shawnee gonna do me like this because this is good. So
I'll be trying, y'all.
They good. I mean, they got the white boy Austin Reeves, and he really is our white boy.
He's all that.
He good. But
in a bag of chips.
Again, we down 0-3. We are not going to come back. And if we do, y'all can mark this. I don't give a shit. I didn't really like this team this year. No way. So I'm just expecting next year to be a thing. Jimmy Butler played today. So we're going to have to wrap this up today.
Okay.
My man
got says the nigga that got here late.
You
all
right.
Right.
Oh, wow. My business is just traveling to the podcast world. Like, where's the fourth wall in this hole?
I'm just saying, you don't want to talk about we going to have to wrap this up like he was
all
here.
Right, guys. She's right. I'll be late.
You don't be late all the time, but when you be late, boy, you be late.
I do be late. I like to make it, and I ain't ate nothing still.
I told right. you.
Shanae, enough of the basketball.
Okay. I know none of y'all have probably seen this. Well, I know you haven't for sure. I know you haven't for sure. Not, Guardians of the Galaxy, y'all know I'm a Marvel. Listen,
I am too.
Volume 3. It's so good.
I'm gonna go to
it is such a good fucking movie. And it really restored my faith in them, even though I know it's really more of a James Gunn thing. Like, he's just a fucking great writer and director.
Yeah.
So, unless y'all gonna have him do everything, that's what's making me really, like, kind of leaning towards, like, let me see what DC talking about. Because, you know, he's about to be in charge of everything in DC over there.
Oh, okay.
He's, like, running everything.
Because right now, they cannot even
compete. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. But if they have James Gunn in charge, like, I feel like I got a little hope for them. Even, you know, he did Suicide Squad, the second one.
And see, I was a fan of the first one more than the second one. Yeah.
What you own?
I did not really like the second one at all.
Okay.
I would know nothing about none of this, so this is all on you.
Well, whenever you see
Guardians, it was funny. The second one was funny.
It was just a better film, though. The other one just didn't make sense.
I don't know. I think the characters in the first
one. I'm just starting to think you like bad films. Is that your thing?
You People was funny to me.
Please, let's not. I don't even want to talk about that movie. Because the way those people didn't even have no chemistry, and I'm supposed to believe that they in love and they... No, I just didn't.
I think it's hard for her now to, like, fully...
I don't know, because when she had that movie with Michael B. Jordan,
I was thinking about that too. When I was saying it, I was thinking about that too. But she wasn't in that long.
She wasn't, but she shouldn't have been in You People long.
I liked it.
Maybe it wasn't even her. I just think it was just so many things within
his
You
hair.
That was just,
he just wasn't giving somebody that she was supposed to be matched up with. But I enjoyed it.
Wasn't. I do love John. I love all of the people involved separately, but just. I expected, maybe because I do like all of those people separately, I expected so much more.
Right, right.
I did also see White Men Can't Jump. Speaking of, that's Kenya Barris. He did that movie too. All
right, yeah.
It was good. It was really good. I like that movie a lot.
That's our movie night. We're going to watch that tonight too.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it
tonight. Yeah, it was really good. So we can talk about it this coming week.
I was going to speak about it last episode. Gladly I didn't because the damn thing ain't coming out. But I was going to ask, was you going to watch it? But I didn't realize
it was
also going straight to Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have wanted to go to the movies to see it. I'm glad they didn't waste that opportunity.
Just throw it out there.
Who did House Party? Because that wasn't good.
LeBron James.
It was awful.
That's why that nigga can't keep up on the basketball court. Too busy trying to make these terrible ass moves.
That was awful. We had this conversation off air, and I was saying, I'm like, LeBron just don't want to just be a basketball nigga. He want to be a Hollywood nigga so bad. Like, please, sir.
I fuck with that because that's the bag come with that.
Too.
I don't fuck with it if you bad at it though.
Well, yeah. If you bad at it, then yeah. But
not doing
to
a good
have
job.
Many different areas to be in.
I
it's
agree
dope
with that
though,
too. I agree with that. But you're really good at the basketball stuff and not very good
my
at
gripe
the Hollywood
is that.
Stuff.
My gripe is if you're going to slack off on the basketball, relax on the movies.
Right.
Like
that. It was awful. I can't even believe I was watching it.
He old dude.
It don't even make no sense. The House Party don't make no sense.
Oh my God.
Did you watch House Party?
No, I
really I was like, why am I watching
Chris,
this?
Chris, they talking about Illuminati and some old shit.
I wasn't going to watch that. House Party. I knew that when they said they was dropping. I'm like, yeah, this shit is never going. It's just like Space Jam 2. I never turned that movie on.
I couldn't get into that either. I didn't finish it.
I don't want to see these remakes.
Yeah,
I really don't want to watch.
Well, it wasn't a remake.
White Men Can't Jump.
It wasn't a remake. I will say.
Well, they had the old ones. It was a reboot.
It was like a sequel.
To House
Space
Party,
Jam 2
House
was
Party
like a
4.
Sequel.
What is this?
Oh,
Space
Jam.
Like a sequel.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
House Party is like, I guess they call it a reimagining.
Yeah.
Mm,
like they
that.
Were doing.
Too much,
I like the word.
Too much imagination.
Reimagining.
It was weird as fuck.
I just would really like it if niggas was having a party at a house.
Right.
What movie would you reimagine?
Maybe Love and Basketball.
That would be fire, actually. That's not a bad
that
one.
That would.
I think Love and Basketball. I feel like as an adult, so everybody, we all thought that movie was so fire when we was younger. Yeah. But then watching that movie with my adult eyes, mm-hmm. like I see the issues, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And I think that would be fun to like do an updated, you know.
That would be dope.
Version of that where it was like healthier relationships and, you know.
Can I do a TV show?
I don't hate that.
I would want to reimagine Girlfriends, but not like city girlish, reality showish. More just like what it was.
That's like Harlem.
Harlem gave that.
I never seen
it
Harlem.
Gave that.
Oh, it's so good.
It is. And it gave.
Is it a woman friend group or is
yep.
it mixed?
Yep. It's a woman friend.
It's women. But one of them a lesbian though. Mm-hmm. And the other one bi.
Oh, okay. I might check it out.
Yeah.
No, that was really good.
They dynamic as
you, if you do check it out, it's 2 seasons of mm-hmm. it. Okay. For you to like, and I think it's 10 episodes.
I finally found something me and Shanae could talk about, y'all. I'm watching it.
Come on. It's got Megan Good.
Yes.
It's really good.
Oh, man Megan.
I love how Megan Good decided she wanted to be back for the streets.
Oh, wow.
I don't like which street she on.
I don't know how I feel about it. I am a fan of his.
I'm a fan of his too, but like, you can't be beating bitches up.
Well, that, I don't know.
I love when a nigga get a pass. Like, you kind of fine. Nigga.
I'm not. No. I'm not giving a pass. Okay. We don't know.
Okay.
I see.
If
I like that.
He really did or not.
Leave a nigga with some benefit of the doubt.
I will say this. Yeah. I will say this. Since there have been so many things that have come out of people saying that he's done things to them,
that is true.
And are all of them.
Oh,
not even
shit.
All of them are white? Women. No, I don't. He dates white women. That's the other thing that I hate
I feel
about
like
this.
They attacking him.
That's the other thing I hate the about PR this move. Megan. I feel like it's a PR move because it's giving Michael B. Jordan. Y'all remember when Michael B. Jordan was always only seen with the white women?
He was singing to white women.
Yeah, on the beach. And they was like, "Boy, you don't never be with no nigga bitches.
Dang,
why is
crazy.
You always
I
with
I
you
love
white girls?"
Too.
Hey, and then he went to go to the top.
Then he was like, "You know what? I'm gonna get me a beautiful black queen,
the baddest."
Hey, he went to Lori, and she just ruined him. Now I see why he was at the game. He got broke up with, and ended up at the game, and the camera hit his face, and you could just see the despair in his face. Like, yeah, I ain't supposed
I
to be here.
I
should have
stayed at home.
I'm not even here for real. Mentally, I am nowhere near this game
at all.
Man, I love him too.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, I feel like it's that type of situation though. I feel like now. So Jonathan Majors was like really private at first, like you mm-hmm. didn't really know who he
right.
was. So now that all this is coming out, it's been proven like he don't fuck with nothing but black women. I even watched a little documentary on him where they was like, I guess when he was younger, they used to make fun of him and how he looked, all that, and the only girls they even
well,
like would look
that
his
that
way.
Nose, boy, you knew he grew yeah. under that nose. He only grew under that nose when he took that Creed role. He had to put some muscles on to make
nah,
that nose fit.
He grew into it before that.
He had to put some muscle on for that nose to fit.
I think that he was real fine in what's the show? The HBO show.
Oh, Lovecraft. I love
yeah,
that
he looked
show.
Good
but
that
he wasn't.
Show.
He wasn't.
That's what made
either.
Me love
he
him.
He was kind of in shape a little bit.
But he, they say he had he been messing with white girls because the black girls was like, "Nigga, you ugly." Basically.
So you said basically he got that trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
He might have did it then. If
he might have did it.
If he got that anger issue, he might have did it.
But they, I'm gonna send y'all both.
Though.
I'm gonna send both of y'all
yeah,
the documentary.
I'm giving him the benefit of
it. It's short. It ain't like. Like mm-hmm. It ain't like a long.
Did you see
watch,
him in Ant-Man?
I did, and he was okay. He's always a good actor,
but I didn't know how I felt about Ant-Man.
The movie is just it wasn't the worst one. That's been
it was
out.
A lot.
It was a lot going on. All
right, since we here, and I don't want to dig too far backwards.
Uh-huh.
How did y'all watch Creed 3?
Yeah,
I've seen.
I did
none of the Creed.
Oh my god, I did.
I liked it.
I did too.
And y'all was right. He is a great actor. Yeah, even in Creed 3, I'm like,
yes.
Damn, he is killing Michael B. Jordan.
Even he got all that Michael anger inside.
Oh my god, no.
That's it.
I loved
he played
him.
Angry black man out of jail.
He's mad.
No, but he had a right. To be angry.
Oh my God.
So
I,
what?
I like this woman right here, boy. She
had
ride.
A
she
right
to, ride.
To be angry and creepy.
She ain't jumping off
he
this
had a right.
At all.
He did.
And he did have a right.
He was not mad for no reason.
Yeah, he did stand up for dude or
and
whatever.
And that's cool.
So.
But the anger he found for the role came from within himself.
And his childhood was fucked up.
You know.
Oh, man. So
his childhood was fucked up in real life.
He might have lived it for real.
No, but don't. No, okay. Now, change the subject. Y'all not about to tarnish my view of him.
All right, cool.
I don't know, man. You a girl on me. Love who you want to love.
Be who you want to be.
Don't come calling me and that nigga go upside your head.
That's
I'm like,
funny.
No, now Danielle, now Danielle.
Not a benefit of the doubt yeah. now.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have proof that he hit you upside your head?
The crazy thing is, something must be wrong with me because I was riding for R. Kelly like that, too.
Oh, until, girl, get out my house.
This might be my nigga right here. This might be my
nigga. No, I was until, you know, you start seeing all them documentaries. You're like, all right. No,
hey, I didn't need to see the documentaries. I say this way too often. I hate that I have to say it out loud, but y'all... Y'all women around my age know the men was picking y'all up.
Well,
from
yeah,
high
for sure.
They was.
For
but
sure.
You know what?
That's the how I felt about
I
Bill Cosby,
right,
too. Like,
come
you.
On, y'all.
It wasn't right then, but I think y'all the know. Thing with R. Kelly that it was.
The minors.
The thing that took it to the next level was the fact that he had this money. He was playing. It was mental warfare with him. He didn't have to. But it was mental warfare with him too. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was actually in that motherfucker beating them bitches up and like all that. Like, you
wild.
Ain't just messing with a young girl.
Listen,
like,
so do you not,
nigga that can't read.
You don't listen to him no more?
If a song come on, that's my song, I'm gonna listen to it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go searching for it though. I've said that though.
I never shame the fact that I said this on Facebook, and you know, we don't take nothing to Facebook. That's way too too
conscious.
My pastor on there.
I was like, I said, man, we can lock up the man, but free the man's music.
Like, I just feel like
again, I'm definitely gonna ride to
people's
it.
Choices. Listen to who you wanna listen to.
Be
who
you wanna be. I feel like this. R. Kelly don't own his master, so y'all don't feel bad if y'all wanna listen to that, because that man is not making no money off that shit.
He in jail. He in jail making commissary off of singing to people kids on the phone.
He is in jail on the pen pal websites looking for a woman to fund his lifestyle in prison. So if y'all want to listen to Step in the Name of Love, then do what you gotta
Robert
do.
Robert on the basketball court out there trying to hoop for them honey buns.
Yeah.
He putting the work in.
Cause if Honey Love come on, I'm listening.
Girl, yeah. It's so many. If, the whole Chocolate
it's
Factory.
It's so many.
It's three of them that's my, like, absolutely, like,
imagine
I'm
that. That's my way.
How I'm going to turn off Sadie when it come on?
How I'm going to turn off feeling on your booty? Come on.
All right, man.
How I'm going to do that?
Don't get us to doing this, Shana, because
okay,
we're going
to
get canceled.
Because we weren't even trying to get
we gonna
into
fuck
this.
Around and play No.
We're not doing that. No, we're not. See, you're taking it too far.
You're right.
You're taking it too far.
Sometimes I take it too far.
Now, what I will say is, big fuck the nigga. Fuck that guy.
Fuck dude.
Fuck that guy.
Fucking.
And the only reason... The only reason I'm like, it's cool to still listen to the music because he not getting paid. He in there sad. Like, damn,
right.
I ain't making no money off of this. People still listening to this shit and I'm not making no money. That's because God don't play about them girls.
Fuck dude and keeping.
Come on.
He ain't got to get out.
Under the jail.
All the way.
I'm with all of it. Matter of fact, when he died, may he go to hell too.
Yeah. Bury him. Bury him in the cell.
Because a fucking bed in the studio is crazy, nigga.
Ain't no way.
Hog time bitches is crazy, nigga.
Hog time.
I don't know how to hog time nobody.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do, nigga.
Yeah. And you know how you learn from your little Girl Scouts.
Hey, you know what's fucked up?
This is terrible.
You know what's fucked up? If you put a bed in the studio, nigga, you know how to hog tie people.
You know how to hog tie somebody. If you don't know how to read, you know how to hog tie people. That's how I feel about it. You got to have some kind of skills.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, what are you, like... You don't know how to read or hog tie nobody. What are you good for?
Okay, we
singing.
Done. We done with him.
That's it. For songwriting.
Oh, songwriting. How you doing?
R. Kelly had to remember all the lyrics because he couldn't write it down.
Did. Right, hey, man. Somebody come write this.
I'm going to just tell you what I'm thinking.
Listen. Okay, so I ain't about to say that because I was about to say something real crazy.
Okay.
I want to get into Carisha. I know neither one of y'all probably watched this interview. Maybe y'all seen some clips when she interviewed Blac Chyna.
I did not. So this on y'all.
Okay, so.
I'm going to watch it though later because I
me
like
too.
Her.
Carisha, you know what I love about Carisha Young Miami Brownlee? She asked the questions that the people want to know.
She got deep. Yeah.
She not about to be in this motherfucker like, okay, so tell us about your childhood. She better be in this motherfucker like, so who your favorite baby daddy?
Yeah, that's the clip. That's the clip I seen.
That's
the clip I seen.
Who your favorite nigga that you ever had?
She's missing him.
Yeah. No, I don't think she missed Tiger.
I do.
Tiger?
But he is big.
I remember her talking about Tiger.
Pause.
Not even like that, but I'm saying, I remember her saying, Carisha saying that Tiger and Blac Chyna were relationship goals. And I'm
she
like,
did, yeah.
I'm like, that. Maybe because Carisha's younger than me, but I didn't feel like Tiger and Blac Chyna were relationship goals.
No, but when I went to Vegas, people love this nigga.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tiger's very popular.
Keep
a hit.
Yeah.
He's very popular.
I don't listen to his
The whites
anymore.
Love Tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Tiger's like Tech N9ne.
Yeah, for sure.
The industry Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the whites love this nigga.
No, he kept a hit. Every summer Tiger would have a hit that was like two age groups under his. Like it wasn't for you.
Yeah.
Not the people that grew up with him. It was for the people that was gonna
his music now is not for me.
Yeah. I think like last year he had the song with Doja Cat. It was like getting freaky or feeling freaky or something like that. That song I probably never would have heard if I wasn't a Doja Cat fan though. Cause I'm like, oh, let me listen to it cause of her. You know what I mean? But, and they don't even be like necessarily bad songs.
It's just,
they just aren't.
It's pop.
It's poppy.
It's pop.
Yeah. It's poppy. It's more and pop. Also, it just, Tyga, his music kind of like, I don't know. It just sounds like it's trapped in time, if that makes any sense.
And they all
going
sound the
back.
Same.
Yeah, yeah. It just gives me, you know, back when Young Money.
That could be because they so big of records.
And that could be.
They live in a, they live in their era because how big they were.
But I mean, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the songs he's making now.
Oh, yeah. I have not
that shit sound like that shit now.
Period. Maybe he's stuck in that era.
Play a little bit of the Doja Cat song to him so you could just hear a little bit. I just need to know if I'm tripping. Just a little bit of it.
Hopefully Doja Cat clear this because, I mean, we cool. She listens to the
we
pod.
Just talk over it. Fair use.
She listened to the pod, so
she do. That's my girl. She a Gemini, though, so you never know if she gonna be cool or tripping. Oh,
yeah, she do give Gemini.
Tiger. Was it Freaky Deaky?
Yeah.
Oh, she got a few records with Tiger.
She do. Oh, I didn't even know that. See, I only knew about this one.
Juicy.
Oh yeah, That's her song though. He just a feature on it.
Oh, this is his actual song.
This is his song, I think. She
Yeah, it's super pop.
Super pop. This is like Claire's.
But don't this sound like 2010?
It's definitely Claire's.
It sounds like 2010 to me. Like, it don't sound like.
It definitely.
All
it
his definitely beats is the same.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Come on.
Yeah. I'm Blac Chyna, baby daddy. Come on.
Hey.
Yeah.
It kind of don't sound like him. He sounds
like they altered his voice, maybe?
That's because he finally matures.
He just sounds, I'm telling you, this song just sounds like something I listened to when I was.
It's not bad.
When I had a baby on my hip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's not a bad song, but it just sounds.
But that didn't sound like him. He sounded like he's singing a little bit.
Yeah, he was kind of melodic. But he done did that before. He's been melodic before. See?
It's a no. It's giving Nelly.
It sound like Nelly?
I can see that.
Cause it's all in my head. I only think about it over and over again.
Yeah, it's giving Nelly.
I love Doja. And this is what I'm saying about him versus her. Same song, same beat, all that, but she don't sound like
her cadence.
2010.
Yeah.
She sounds like this song just came out.
Right.
I can hear that.
She just look like a little. She was sexy as hell in this video.
Doja,
I don't know what she got going on now.
She is such an industry plant, but she's so good. She's so good.
She's great. If y'all gonna, if all the plants gonna be like Doja, plant some more.
Plant some more.
Plant some more. Her daddy is, never mind. We ain't gonna talk about Doja Cat. I don't even wanna. It's Gemini season, y'all.
Mm.
How y'all feel about that? Cause I don't mean you wishy washy about the zodiac stuff.
I don't know nothing about.
You don't know nothing about no Gemini.
No.
One maybe.
Outside of them being what two faces, two people or whatever that is.
Listen,
they crazy.
If you think about like the worst people you know, like 9 times out of 10, they probably Geminis.
My mom was a Gemini. And yeah, my stepmom.
I don't know, man. I'll let y'all deal with that.
Your daddy got a type. Hey. He like that crazy shit.
They might crazy.
Well. Listen. Okay, well, go shout out to y'all Geminis or whatever. I really would like to power through Gemini season and Cancer season really quickly. Yes.
So does the fact that it's Gemini season make it a little more ghetto? Because it's going to be, what's the tension? Is that why the tension in the air is so thick?
Man, that's
everybody that's a little old.
They it's their season, so they really going like Geminis are like lightweight, kind of like I don't want to say egomaniacs, but they like really smell themselves a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's their season now, so they really gonna be like, bitch, it's my birthday. I'm
yeah, it's my whole birthday month. It's my birthday month.
It's my birthday year. Oh. Like, okay, calm down.
It'll be over soon. It's one day.
You know what I'm saying? They don't believe in that.
I was wondering why these niggas was tripping. I was driving over here and the nigga was staring out the window looking at me like I was wrong. Like I was in the wrong.
He's
a
Gemini.
Fam, I'm driving behind you.
You should have said, hey, when your birthday?
Oh, my God.
Question the nigga in wrong age about your birthday.
The crazy thing is I love cancers, though.
Them niggas is crazy, too.
They are. And they're very emotional, but I love cancers.
No question? No answer?
I'm just...
Nothing to say?
You know, I can have a very, I prefer to deal with, I don't know. It's just a toss up. For me, usually I would prefer to deal with a Cancer than a Gemini.
Yeah, I feel like they're a good time.
But,
well, Cancer?
But Geminis are a good time too.
That's true.
But they just.
They do like to party.
But just like when they take it too far, it's just too fucking far. Right. Like,
shout out to my Gemini homies.
Whoever they are, because we don't know y'all birthdays. You're not a good Geminis friend.
Not, but. That is a fact.
Shout out to
it's
my
two things
Gemini
that I have trouble remembering. It's birthdays and your name. If I just meet you, I will walk up to you, introduce myself, and forget your name by the time I walk off.
Mine is numbers. I'm not good with numbers.
Phone numbers?
Yeah.
Well, that's different,
yeah,
though.
I ain't never remember no phone number.
I feel like we are...
Mama can remember anybody's number
that's
from 10,000 years
she
ago.
She lived in an era where
yeah,
it wasn't no
you
cell
had
phone
to remember. Right. Yeah, now we've had phones half of our lives. Yeah, probably for most of us more than half of our lives. So we ain't never had to remember nobody's damn number.
Yeah, that shit sounds
good. If I'm in a bond,
there.
I'm screwed. I ain't
I'm calling the police.
No, I mean, if they get me, who you calling?
Oh, I know two numbers.
I know one.
I can call her. I can call my wife. I can call my mama. Yeah.
I know my mama number. I know Shania number.
I don't know my sister's number.
I know Sierra number. I think I used to know your number.
Only two digits changed.
I don't know. I ain't took the time,
though. Hey, why would I look?
I ain't took the
it's
time.
It's in my phone.
You know, hey. It's a couple more people number I think I might remember.
That's a lot.
I'm never calling Lala. Her number a whole different area code and all that. Fuck that, bro.
Well, you know you have to dial the area code no matter if it's 816.
But if it's 816, I still just know it's 816.
I do that just to make sure TT don't know my number just so I don't feel bad. Like,
when did they start doing that?
What?
That
you I know. Have to dial and the, I just realized code. Not too long ago.
I don't know. Oh, probably. I will say probably when. It was damn near free to call long distance. Remember, that was a thing.
But like
nigga, you can't even call across the street if it's out of state without having to pay.
And they ran out of 816 numbers. So if you try to go get a new number now, you're not getting an 816.
Yeah, it says like a 786 or some wild
or
new
913.
Shit. Yeah, it's some new
that.
Shit they got going
yep,
on.
Yep, they ran out of 816.
Oh man, shout out to the city.
Oh, it is ghetto out there. Yeah. I done had my same number for fucking 13 years though.
That's
so
crazy.
Easily the most of my life I've had my same cell phone.
That's
I just don't understand people that want to change their number.
I
was sad when I had
to
change mine.
I'm gonna block you.
My cousin and I, she be listening, so she probably gonna be like, bitch, don't talk about me. My cousin literally has a new fucking number like every.
Well, she be having them Obama phones.
No, she be.
She getting them
and,
off
then, and I'm like, damn, bitch, don't you be? You definitely paying for these, like every time you, because it's like $5 or like $15 or something every time you change. She has a new number all the time.
She doing a cleanse
to the
she
point where
cleanse some people out
to the point where I told her like, bro, don't. I'm not saving this number. I'm not saving no new numbers that you have. Or I'm going to save all of them so that you can see the damage that you caused.
Yeah, the six phone numbers, they all under
new,
one name.
New.
Others.
New.
The
newest.
Mobile One. Others. Work.
Like,
homes.
Nigga.
Home
she is
two.
Cleansing people out.
She ain't doing a good enough job, but she got to keep getting a new number.
Nigga. What'd you say?
Leave them motherfuckers at the block party.
You might be the problem.
Hello? And I'm not changing my number. I'm blocking yours. That's what I'm doing.
I'm blocking your ass.
That's true.
I don't need to change my number.
It's over with.
And if you call from a different number, I'm blocking that one too.
I wanted to talk to you, Danielle.
No.
Okay. We're all going through, well, not me. I'm pretty much doing the same shit I've been doing for a long time. But Chris and you are also going through transitional phases in your relationships.
Turn up.
Yeah.
I would like to know if you could give us a little bit of insight into what it's been like
ghetto
separating.
It's ghetto.
Very ghetto.
What was ghetto?
I come to not, they don't understand that I'm a mother first. So when I have my kids, you're not coming over.
Come on.
And, you know, people don't understand that. They like, why? Why can't I be in the same space with you and your kids? No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I can't even imagine being hooked up with a nigga and my kids just running around. I just can't.
I truly have a thing about men being around my kids.
Right, you just never know.
I mean, it's not even.
And even when you know them, right, it's still one of them things where it's like they can be impressionable on your kids, or your kids could have this issue with you deep down that they're not telling you about, yeah, because you didn't brought, yeah, because you didn't brought a
this
nigga
not
around.
My dad.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So yeah, they, I'm just, nobody, I mean, they don't just understand like my time, and it's just not, it's not open.
Well, I also feel like you're not officially, you know, a single woman, so I feel like that's not even fair to expect that. You ain't even, you've been on this journey, what, like
since December. I moved in December.
Yeah, so it's like I don't even feel like that's fair to expect, you know what I mean?
Well, they like, it's either that or is you going back to the nigga?
Yeah,
so it's one of them things where it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, and even know, if that is something that could possibly be a thing, it's just like, I don't know what I'm doing right now. Like,
literally,
relax. Like,
literally,
calm down.
No clue. There's just this, let me this chill. No clue. But when I am free, sometimes I don't feel like dealing with people.
Don't want to.
I like being in the house by myself, so I might not even answer the phone.
And I think that that comes from, too, also being the fact that you weren't married for so long.
Right.
And you had kids and everything.
10 years.
You was always with somebody.
I love my peace.
So now it's like, ooh, I finally get to sit the fuck down,
exactly,
alone.
Congratulations on that 10 years, though. I get what's going on, but shit.
Congratulations.
That's a long time to be with one person.
And they was together before that.
Hey. Yeah. No, yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, I'm just running into the balance.
Yeah.
Everybody don't get the balance. Especially men don't understand how hard it is.
They know.
At all. To raise kids, to pay for all this shit by ourselves, to just take it on by yourself. And niggas is like, you ain't coming outside?
Hey, niggas will overlook your whole,
yeah,
responsibility.
You ain't coming outside? No, I'm not.
We gotta kick it, right?
Right.
No, we don't. And that's the thing. I think that that is the part that is a little bit different when it comes to the men and the women. Even,
yeah,
though, even when
they got
a
choice.
Exactly. Even when there is a separation, it's kind of like, okay, there's still not a separation of, the separation of responsibility is hardly ever equal.
Right.
So it's like, even if you have you know, co-parent that is like, okay, well, every other weekend, you know, that's me. That's still leaving
the Monday through Friday.
Yeah, that's still leaving every Monday through Friday for me. And then two of those weekends, I still have them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
as mothers, it's different.
It's just different.
And y'all can move around.
Move around,
I
baby.
I commend y'all, though.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Cause
that shit don't look easy from my side.
She said, she told you it's ghetto.
Yeah, I definitely believe that.
Fucking ghetto. And
I get to watch you often. I'm like, ooh, shit.
No, listen. Shanae. I say it all the time. Like, and sometimes she make it look easy. So it's like.
She's good, but it's still hard.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I think it's just a matter of the fact that I've been doing it so long. It's just like.
You ain't really freestyling no more?
Yeah, it's kind of just like, you know.
But you make shit happen.
You ain't got no choice.
That's true.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
And I think also me having a single mom my whole life. I mean, she had like, you know, fiancés or like boyfriends or whatever here
same,
and there. But
same,
just,
same.
But as far as having, you know, a person that was like, this is the person
permanent
that's taking care of you, of me, meaning like all the time. Like, okay, it was always my mama. Mm-hmm. You know? So I just always had that mentality, like, I gotta make this shit happen regardless, yeah. You know?
We literally don't have a choice.
Don't have a, listen, and I knew, even though this shit is ghetto and it's a lot harder than I thought it probably was gonna be, it was my choice to be like, okay, I'm gonna be somebody's mama. You know what I'm saying? So what else can I do but my best?
All right, I got a question, though. Here? I don't wanna go too far off. So what's a good date for a woman that's going through this, you know, the change in the family and making time? What should a man be thinking? All right, I know she ain't got a lot of time, so what should I do to make this special? What to make it special?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. I'll be thinking.
That's for you, nigga.
That wasn't for Shauna. I know what she gonna say. I know what she gonna
Let's
say.
Hump. I'm not. Thinking.
Come on, let's say. Come kiss on this hole.
My coochie pink, my booty hole brown.
That is a good question. I don't know. I don't really know.
Fellas,
I think, like,
figure it out. Yes. It really ain't up for her to figure out. I was trying to give y'all some fucking help because some of you niggas be lames. But really, go.
Some, a yeah. lot. A lot of them.
I ain't going to say, but, I ain't gonna say a lot, y'all. I'm going to give some a lot no, of you I'm niggas say some, a lot. Some grace.
No, I do give grace. Maybe too much. But respect. A lot of
definitely
them.
Definitely too much.
I don't know. I do. But I don't know.
I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all can punk Danielle into a relationship.
Hold on, we got it.
Please. Come okay.
On. Now, you was there. Where we going? So,
like, say... I hate Shanae. Say, like, say, hey, I got us some pedicure set up for us to go get pedicures or something.
That's not a,
like something like that.
That's not a bad date because you gonna spend the same amount on that meal as you are on that pedicure.
Right. Y'all can actually sit and talk and exactly. actually do some self care stuff at exactly. the same time.
That's a good man. That's golden, fellas. I know y'all little musty ass ain't thought about that. That is a good idea.
Yeah, I really sat here and was really thinking hard about it, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
That just show you I ain't been on my, like, super, super dates in a long
time. And that sounds so personable where it's like, oh, you was thinking about me.
Right.
Like, I'm about to get these feet right. soft.
I like, think it's easy enough, too, to just even.
Niggas just be want to pull up and fuck.
I'm easy, though. I'm easy.
To me, I'm niggas. Can I get to the
house? Me, I'm niggas.
The women are the new niggas. Shanae's a ring
leader. I am a sucker for a kind gesture.
Yeah. If you pay attention to, like, some shit that I like, though, that's cool. Like, one date that I have yet to go on that I've been saying for years that I want to go on is like, just take me to the Nelson Atkins.
Oh, that's where me and mom met.
Oh.
And that's how it started, on a blonde date at the Nelson.
Oh, wow.
I'm that's a real cute. Nigga. I take a blonde date and make it into but a see, life-changing that's situation.
I can't even
and that's some shit that's
date.
Free.
Yeah.
You right. know what I'm saying? Like, man. That ain't even nothing that costs money.
Yes.
You're going to spend $7. No, you're going to spend $12 at the restaurant to grab a little bite to eat at lunch. And that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But, like, you know, come looking like you ain't homeless. Mm-hmm. And I come looking like I'm not homeless. And we can talk and we can, you know.
Fun shit.
Touch
fun.
Touch paintings and shit like that.
Yeah.
Almost get kicked out.
Literal fun
frolic
shit.
In the little fucking grass area.
Yeah. I'm childish a little bit. Take me bowling. Let's go. You know,
I hate bowling.
Nah, that's
don't
my thing.
Bowling. Bowling. I like bowling.
Well, that's my
after throwing
time.
The ball three times, I'm done going back and forth.
For sure.
I ain't going
take
back
her bowling and you bowl and let her chill and drink and eat all the
there you go
the concession snacks
love,
she can eat.
I love food.
I think bowling is like a good double date.
I fuck with yeah. bowling. Me I and my old lady do that though. That's our piece.
Bowling.
Our piece is bowling.
Yeah.
She ain't good, but she just...
Yeah, I'm not good at bowling either.
You know
ooh,
I mean?
I went on a date to a gun range one time.
Like, see, that I like the gun range,
hey, I heard Shanae was John Wick in that motherfucker, too. Like, nailing everything to the
bitch, I'm John Morant.
For real.
No, I've never had like shot a gun range. Before. He was like, damn, hold on.
Yeah, so she was nailing
it to
the cross.
Kind of good.
Yeah, I like the gun range.
I'm like,
that's
yeah,
a good
God
one.
Don't play
that's
about me.
One.
I like activities. Like,
yeah.
Not movies.
I'm
I do
cool
enjoy
with
eating.
Movies.
I will go eat.
I'm cool with movies if we have, like, a rapport already.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't
want to sit quiet on a new
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Come on,
if you, especially if you know, like I was just saying, I like the Marvel stuff. So if we, as in our getting to know each other phase, I'm like, boy, yeah, I love that Captain America Marvel shit. Boy, that's my... Blah, blah, blah.
So,
and you like, oh, shit, me too. Then
that's
fun
different.
For us to do
yeah,
after
that's
we've
different.
Established that.
So how about this? Would you be okay with a movie date if he actually bought you like a Marvel t-shirt or something like that? Like, hey, like make it a thing. Like, hey, we
you
gonna
don't
go
even have to do that.
They ain't gotta be matching
that's
t-shirts.
That's adding a little razzle dazzle.
It but is.
Is that
it's
not
sweet.
A bad
no, no,
no,
I like
that's
it.
That's not a bad razzle.
I like it. Okay. But I'm saying I
Fellas,
wouldn't even
I'm
be,
trying to help you, dusty
I wouldn't
niggas.
Even be even if you just was like, I bought us tickets to that movie. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That would be good. Or like to bring it back to the single mom thing. Mm-hmm. If me and you talking, I'm like, ooh, yeah, I'm not about to have the kids for the whole weekend, finally. And I don't got to work or I ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? And then you just buy the tickets like, hey, I know you didn't have the kids, so I figured we could go see Ant-Man. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh, he really, you know
yeah,
what
I
I'm saying?
I got 2 hours for you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So especially knowing, like, I'm free. It's a sweet gesture, period. But sometimes just trying to do stuff for a bitch with kids is like,
tough.
Thank you so much. But, however,
exactly.
yeah.
Little Debbie has a soccer game today.
Exactly. oh my gosh, I gotta tank John a therapy.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah
I'm sorry.
For real.
So it's like, you know,
I get that.
Literally,
get that. That's why I was asking about the gesture that you would have been mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, that was cool, because like I know that for a fact. What you just said is, boy, trying to fit in that time frame with a woman with children, plus do it to make her happy and not just some activity shit.
Right.
It's a push and pull or pull and push situation. You got to kind of, you got to ask those questions, because you're just going to find yourself doing a gesture that she could have went without completely.
Mm. I'm glad we got into dates.
You're right.
Because I want to know, Chris, I want to know what's the worst date you've been on, period. But then Danielle, I want you to tell me the worst date you've been on since you've been single again. Well, air quotes single.
Who wanna go first?
I'll go first. I went on a